tell people that I'm Korean, which I felt like I walk around doing that. But like, not to suck my own dick, but I wasn't bad at it. Like,
by the way, this is Lo-Fi Lit. I'm here with Gigi Rowland. He lives in South Korea.
North Korea.
Yeah, North Korea. Are you part of the protests?
No.
Why?
I can't vote, so I'm not going to protest.
Oh, really? You can't wait. How long do you have to live there to vote?
I think you have to be a citizen to vote.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
But if you could vote, would you be part of the protest? Like, isn't it just fun, though, just to go down and be around, like, thousands of people?
They've, like, gone by my apartment because I live kind of close to a courthouse, some major government building. So I've seen them, like, go by, and I've walked by the protest, and they're not, like, violent. They're just, like, kind of people chanting and this K-pop playing and stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they have, like, these light stick things that are from, like, the concerts.
Yeah.
So it's... Obviously, they're not, like, doing this for fun, but it's, like, not, like, an aggressive, dangerous atmosphere. It's pretty, like, party-ish.
Yeah. Is it good music, or is it shitty music?
It's kind of hard to hear, because there's a lot of people yelling.
Oh, okay.
But there's also, like, the conservatives have their rallies, and that tends to be the older generation. Some of them, they, like, wave American flags and stuff.
Oh, and really?
I've seen one MAGA hat so far, yeah.
Wait, they're, for like, real?
They're like hyper right wing, like associate themselves with the US for whatever reason.
There's like MAGA people out in Korea?
They're not like, they don't really care about America, I think, but it's just like the sort of association, like, oh, Donald Trump's right wing, we're right wing, so we like Donald Trump, like sort of like that.
Oh, are they like from the 80s or something?
They're old. They all got white hair. Yeah.
Okay. Is that like if you're like from the 80s in Korea, is that like a different like total generation?
You mean like born in the 80s?
Yeah.
It's like 40 now? Yeah, definitely. Korea changes really fast. Like if you go from like 1900 until now, like every decade is like a different Korea.
Okay.
Like significantly.
Like why?
Just the history. I don't know why. It kind of went, Korea developed really quickly, and then Japan occupied, and then there was the Korean War in like the 50s, and then from like the 50s until, I really don't know history that well, I shouldn't be talking out my ass like this.
Oh, well, but you're like, representing Korea right now.
I'm an American, sir.
Oh, okay.
But it was just, it progressed really quickly, so like the... Like Japan kind of went through a similar thing where like it got all this new information and tech, but like the mindsets of the people didn't have time to catch up. Like with like the Renaissance and stuff in Europe, stuff progressed really slowly. But if you just dump all these ideas onto a society and you only give them like Korea's case, like 150, 100 years to like grab it all, in Japan, it's like 200, 300. Mm-hmm. It's hard for like just the like collective social psyche to be like, oh, we can incorporate this into our daily lives. It's just all of a sudden, like, here's a new way to think. Here's a new way to think. So it's tough, I think.
I saw a lot of
generations.
Like,
oh, sorry.
I saw like a lot of music. They're like rock ballads, but they're like protest songs against like the government.
Yeah, I imagine. I don't know specifically what you're talking about, but yeah, I would imagine that's a thing. Like we have that too.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Korea had that.
I mean, like the U.S. has that too.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
British did as well. Like that was very like punky.
Yeah, that's true. So how do your grandparents from Korea?
My mom is.
Oh, okay.
She was like she went to university in Korea and then moved in like the 80s, and then like her dream was to go live in America and do that stuff. So she just followed it and
what
went
year?
To school in 80s, mid to late 80s, somewhere around there. I don't know exactly.
After 85?
Probably. But, like, she went to school in Iowa, of all places, and, like...
Oh.
Because she... It was Iowa in the 80s. She was, like, the only Asian person, like, probably out of, like, 50 in the state. So, like, when she'd go to the mall or something, or, like, go shopping for whatever, like, little kids would just, like, be holding their mom's hand, like, whip their head around, like, kind of the way they look at disabled people. It's like, what is this?
Yeah. So, how'd your mom meet your dad?
They met on an airplane.
They met on an airplane?
Yeah, switching seats.
And then, like, he followed her?
He was going to Korea for business, if I remember correctly.
Wait, were they coming back? Where is she going? Was she coming back from Korea to from Iowa?
They were from Iowa. Yeah, I think they were both headed to Korea, and then they like met there, and then just kept talking. I think.
And he just like followed her around. They went on a date.
You can put it that way, but yeah, I don't know like the specific history. I just know like the first meeting, like the first thing they said to each other. It's like kind of cute. My mom saw my dad. My dad's like a big German dude, so she asked, "Are you a football player?" My dad said, "I think I'm smarter than that." And then she laughed and they kept talking.
Oh, is that where you get your comedy from? Is your dad?
I don't think I have much comedy in me, but.
You're a humor guy. You put humor
in your
culture.
My parents are funny people.
Does your dad make you laugh a lot?
Yeah, my parents are both pretty funny, I think. But, like, my dad's kind of very, like, deadpan and kind of. What's it? Very dry humor. Like he just kind of says odd shit and then just doesn't like tag it with laughter or anything after. And my mom kind of is the opposite, where she'll like laugh while she's saying something, and then if it gets a laugh, she just keeps repeating it over and over and over again until you're just like, "Mom, please shut up."
Yeah, that's how I am. So where's your dad from?
I'll just say near San Jose.
So why don't you live there?
I went to Colorado for university and then just, I liked it better than California. Grew up near San Jose.
You grew up in San Jose?
Yeah.
How was that?
Fine, I guess.
Yeah. What was third grade like?
Third grade. Well, I was eight.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really remember third grade. I don't remember like specific grades all that much. I think I remember fourth grade because that's when we started getting sex ed because I went to school in California. So it's like pretty liberal with that stuff. We got a little bit in second grade and then fourth a bit more. And then like from sixth on, we had it like every year and it got like pretty intensive.
So did the teachers come out with like a banana and like put a condom over it?
Not a banana. No. It was like a wooden dildo.
Oh my God. They had a dildo?
That was eighth grade, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
My science teacher did that because he had biology that year.
A wooden dildo? That hurt.
Part of the sex ed, too, I thought was really funny was they always were like, condoms, it's whatever, 98% effective, birth control, it's this percent, IUD, this percent, and all this like different stuff. But they always said like, the only 100% effective way to like have safe birth control is just abstinence. Like, well, that's kind of retarded.
Yeah. So did you get anyone pregnant in high school?
No. Luckily, I did not.
Okay. Do you think if you lived in Korea, you would have?
Would I have gotten someone pregnant in high school if I lived in Korea?
Yeah.
Based on what? I don't think so.
I don't know. You seem to have like better luck with girls over in Korea than you did over here. Like you got a girlfriend like instantly.
I tried a lot harder here.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's also just like being around 30. I just kind of care less. I'm less kind of anxious about like, I don't know, meeting somebody.
Oh, okay. So why'd you want to come on here?
I was supposed to come on like a few years ago, right?
Oh, yeah. And then you got like disease or something.
I think I just forgot.
I think you said you were like drinking with pills because you hurt your foot. And you were on pain pills. And
oh, I wasn't drinking with the pills. I was just out of my mind on opiates. So yeah, my mind was kind of off.
I think you were drinking at the time too, though.
I don't think so. I did well not to mix those. I didn't want to die.
Oh, I remember you being drunk a lot.
I may have seen the eras of like drinking and pill taking are very separate.
Okay.
I really didn't want to have a heart attack. Significantly less. Yeah.
Why less?
Getting older.
Oh, are you a teacher?
No.
I thought you were teaching kids how to like speak a different language or something.
I was learning a different language, but I was teaching like cousins.
Oh, I thought you were teaching young kids. You had some program that you like had entered, and that's why you came over to Korea.
That was like kind of the plan, but the work hours for that are like hellish. So like, oh, the yeah? into it and talk to some other students at the language school that I went to, like for the language school for adults, like learning Korean. I met some other people who had done that, and they just said, like, it's like 10 hours a day. You only get Sunday off, and like you're expected to work more than that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal, and the pay is not good enough for that.
So then what'd you end up doing? What do you do now?
I'm just hanging out.
What do you do for a job?
I'm not working right now.
Oh, yeah, me neither. So did you have a job at any point over there?
Here? No, I mean, I got like paid little bits for like helping my family with stuff, but beyond that, no.
So you live with your family?
My aunt owns, my mom's oldest sister owns an apartment here, so I'm staying in this one.
Okay. By yourself with a girlfriend?
By myself.
Oh. And they let you do that for free? That's a good gig, dude.
I'm very lucky.
Can you get me an apartment over there and I just come over there and live?
I've actually, you would love living here, I think, because this is like literally, Itaewon is like where the army base used to be. So there's a lot of American influence there. That's on a different area of Seoul. I'm in a area called Jongno, which is like, there's one neighborhood that's like kind of like the county. And then like the specific area, like the neighborhood I'm in is called Iksan. Iksan is like the one of the other gayest areas of Seoul.
Oh, nice.
Like there's on the way to and from the subway station that's closest to me, there's like two alleys you can go down. This one is like restaurants. And then this other one over here is like gay club, gay club, gay club, gay club, like gay club, restaurant, restaurant, restaurant. But there's like just a pocket of like super gay stuff. And then if you go out into another main area and you just look on like Google Maps, not on like the Korean map services, but specifically Google, there's just hella like gay club reviews there.
Oh, nice.
Interesting.
So how do you meet this girl? Does your girlfriend come over to your place?
Yeah.
What does she do? Does she have a job?
Yeah, she works at a major Korean corporation.
What? What does she do?
Just like tech stuff.
IT. Oh. Is she going to try to get you a job there?
I'm headed out of here in August.
What? Are you coming back?
Yeah.
Wait, what? I thought you were staying over there.
I'm not going to live in Korea for the rest of my life.
What? I thought you were staying there for the rest of your life. Wow.
Basic life plan at this point is go to Cambodia, teach English for a bit, and then get my shit together a bit more, go to law school, pass the bar, and then go from there.
So you're going to Cambodia?
Yeah, that's next for a few months.
Is it with your family?
No, just by myself.
Okay. Are you just like saving money up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cambodia, though, I'm going there because so one way that like a lot of networking happens within like the Korean community within America, Korea too, I'm pretty sure, but I can't really speak too well on that. Korean Americans, though, like if you go to the churches that are Korean churches, like the language, the service is in the Korean language. That kind of thing, and like everyone there is Korean. That's like the best way to network. Like, I don't know, find a husband for your daughter, or like find a job, or just networking opportunities, that kind of stuff. So one of my mom's friends she met, because she used to go to church a lot, does like missionary stuff in Cambodia, and they have like a school there to teach Cambodian kids English. So I guess volunteered to go over there and do that for a few months.
Okay, but it's not going to be as bad as the other program, one that like takes 10 hours a day.
That's more like a symptom of kind of the Korean school schedule, which is just kind of hellish. Oh, like okay. It's you go to school at kind of around the same time that we went to school, like 8 a.m., 7:50, and then but it doesn't end until about 10 p.m.
Holy shit! They don't get off till 10.
You go to school, the regular stuff, and then after that, there's I think it's called Hagwon, but it's like a just like additional schooling, just like to prep for like their SAT, learn English or learn a different language, or just more fucking studying. And it's like that from when you're very young until like the end of high school. So it's just these kids are fucking miserable.
So do you think Asians are probably smarter than Americans?
In general, yeah.
Because they do all the studying?
Yeah, and just like the not necessarily smarter, but like the work ethic is ridiculous here.
Oh, so like what I, if Are there any students that like say, I don't want to do this shit?
Of course.
And then what happens? They stop?
They're either successful or they, a lot of them will go abroad, but you do have to like learn another language. So that does require like studying.
So have they done any like protests against that, or against that system?
Not really, because like it's kind of like our generation and younger is kind of finally stepping back and going like, this is kind of fucked up. Like this kind of just driving yourself into the ground constantly, like that worked in past decades.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of brought Korea up to where it is now. But like everyone's so burnt out, like Korea's birth rate is like going into the toilet. Like it's just, if you're like between, I don't know, like 0 to like 35 or 40, like you're just kind of miserable.
Yeah.
And so like you just like burn out. You're just like, finally I get to enjoy myself. But like you're just so like stretched thin from the life you've had to live so far. So finally there's like a little bit like, oh, maybe like just beating yourself in the head with a textbook for, I don't know, more than 12 hours a day isn't the best. But then you have to reform like a whole school system and like thought process. So it's hard.
So has your girlfriend read your poetry?
Yeah. She speaks really good English.
Is she going over to Cambodia with you?
No.
No.
She has a job, dude.
Are you breaking up there?
No.
Are you going to stay together?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're, well, what about when you come back over here?
We'll figure something out. We've talked about it a bit, but I don't want to get into my personal life that much here.
Okay.
But yeah.
Why don't you just stay over there in Korea?
I guess to stay together because I miss Lunchables, man.
Oh, okay.
I want those heavy metals in my body.
In your testes, yeah. So you're going to come over here and then, like, take the bar? Or why are you just going to continue doing poetry?
Because I need to make more money.
Oh, that makes sense. Does your dad like your poetry?
I don't think specifically. He's, like, happy that it's not, like, lascivious and strange, but it's, like, I don't know whose dad likes their poetry. I think it'd be weird if he liked it.
He doesn't
dislike it.
He doesn't find it funny or anything?
I've never really got an opinion out of it other than just like, Gigi, I'm proud that you wrote this book and you got it published. Like, that's like the whole of his opinion on the thing.
Oh, that's nice of him.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of poets would want to get that out of their dad, but they probably don't.
He was just worried, like, I remember one thing he said, he's like, is there anything bad that I need to know about that's going to come out in this? I was like, no, it's just my life, it's fine.
Like, even if there was, I don't think anyone, like, would say anything or read anything.
Right, yeah.
It's not like, you know, a novel or something.
I think, yeah, it's indie poetry, it's not that widespread either.
Yeah. Do you want to read one of your poems?
Sure. Let me get my book, one sec.
All right.
I'm in my boxers, so I'm going to turn off my camera.
No, it's fine. I can see you in boxers.
It feels like I wrote these almost more than 10 years ago.
Are you still writing?
Yeah, it's just...
Oh, good.
It's weird looking at stuff that you wrote a long time ago.
Yeah.
What should I read here?
The one with your penis or peeing or something.
Penis? That one? Okay. Viagra is for pussies. Tomorrow my penis gets upgraded for better sex, increased confidence, detachment. I underhand toss my upgraded penis, softly thumps against her forehead. She says, wow, is that upgraded? I say, it is detachable. She tells me she wants to throw it. I'm sorry about the title. Please give me my penis back.
Thank you. Have you read Death Egg?
Yes, I love that book.
What do you like about it?
It's, well, I like Nate, like we're internet friends or whatever. We did meet up one time and we drank a shitload.
Didn't you do that Korean drinking game?
Which Korean drinking game?
I don't know. You put tape around your fists and then you put your fist in glass, and then you fight each other.
I think that's Roman. That's like gladiator, blood sport.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We did one thing. We talk about drinking glass occasionally when we talk about meeting each other, like on Twitter or whatever, because he had a handle of Bacardi, the white rum, and we couldn't get the plastic thing off because we wanted to like drink straight from the bottle and just get wrecked. So like I kept digging a knife in there. He tried to, and he was with one of his other friends who also came. None of us could do it, so I was just like, okay, let me just knock the top of this off. So I hit it against my counter and then just broke the glass off, and then we just drank from that. So not the best decision.
Do you have any alcohol right now?
No.
Oh.
I'm not going to drink. It's like not even 3 o'clock yet.
Oh, okay. When's the best time to start drinking?
After dinner.
Okay. You talk a lot more when you're drinking.
Me, yeah. I'm a lot more open. I'm a pretty like reserved and quiet person in day-to-day life.
Yeah, I know. So maybe we should wait till after dinner and then start the interview back over.
Should there be a part one and part two? One where I'm sober and lucid and the other one where I'm just kind of yelling?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe you could just drink today for the special interview.
I'm not going to drink right now.
Oh, okay. Well, do you have any shrooms?
Do I have any? You're asking me where I'm in Korea, where if you have marijuana, it's a 5-year jail sentence.
Is it really?
Weed is not looked kindly upon in Asia.
Holy shit. It's 5 years for having weed. So you haven't smoked at all?
No.
Oh my God.
I've never smoked weed. I've never done drugs.
Okay.
Weed's like not that it's more like a habit. Like if it's something that you like base your day around, which I did a bit like late high school, early college, like just giant pothead. But like if you stop and just kind of don't buy anymore, then it's easy to stop smoking weed.
Do they have Adderall over there?
Probably, but like all like Korea is like USA in the 60s in a lot of ways, where like psych meds and like going to a psychiatrist is like just now starting to be sort of acceptable in like daily life. But it's still like the old generation will be like, why do you need to see a therapist or a psychiatrist? Like, are you crazy? Like, it's like, that sort of feeling.
They call you pussy or something if you go see a psych.
I imagine older men would, yeah.
Oh, okay. Are there like grumpy older men? Because yeah. I came up through like a lot of harsher times, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, like my grandma speaks Japanese pretty fluently because she was alive when the Japanese were occupying Korea. And there's, if you do like a 10 minutes of digging, you can find out some pretty not so nice things the old Japanese did to Korea.
You told me about that. It's pretty horrifying.
Yeah, there were some bad boys.
Yeah. So do you not get along with Japanese people?
I'm so far removed from that generation. Like, I joke about it. Like, fuck Japan. Two bombs weren't enough. Like, it's just like a joke, but I have no problem with anybody.
Okay. Have you done stand-up over there?
No.
Why not?
To an audience of who? Like, other expats and, like, people who are visiting?
Yeah, why not?
I don't think I could do stand-up. I'm not good at, like, prepared sort of jokes. I'm better like if we're sitting and drinking together or watching a ball game, then I can make you laugh. But
yeah, that's true. So do you watch baseball over there?
Yeah, baseball is fun here.
It is? Why?
The feeling is similar to like soccer in Europe.
Okay.
Like there's like known like chants that you do, like when certain batters come up to bat, like everyone in the entire stadium or half the stadium, like that team's cheering section, is all shouting the same thing. There's like certain movements they do, so it's really fun.
So what do you do day to day? Like your day starts, what do you do?
I've been doing a lot of sightseeing. Also I've been trying to proofread Eris's collection.
Oh, for real?
That's hard. Not just
I thought John
like,
was doing that.
We're kind of doing it together, but I think he's like he's taking the bulk of it, and he just kind of wanted a little help, I think, because it's a lot, and just emotionally, it's better to have someone else like in your corner for that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So how far are you into it, I guess?
I've read through it once, and I have some notes, but I want to do it again at least one more time, just so I can be sure, because there's just some like kind of craft stuff that I'm just curious about, so I want to just get another set of eyes on it.
Like how semicolons work or something?
No, like, because a lot of it's like ripped from the internet, so there's some stuff that's like kind of someone drunk is typing, and so it's like not spelled correctly, the grammar's all fucked, so I just like, I want to read through it again, like within the whole context, be like, does this work, or is it like, because I get frustrated if there's grammar errors, like if there's the wrong there or like your, mm-hmm. that like really irks me on like a deep level, like not just in books, but like on the internet, on Twitter, or like in news articles, like that, it makes me like turn something off or stop reading if I see that. But like, it works in the context of this thing, but I'm not like 100% sure I like it yet.
Oh, so you have like the soul of a teacher.
What does that mean?
You have the heart of a teacher, where you of like an English teacher. You make a good teacher.
I think I'm just a grammar Nazi.
Yeah, that's what teachers are good at.
I'm not good at nurturing, though. I just be like, this is wrong, fix it.
Yeah, there you go. You're like a hardcore teacher. So you're going to teach in Cambodia, but it's not going to be like...
It's not like it's like little kids, like primary school, like grammar school stuff. So it's just more like, this is how you say this word. Everybody write a sentence. And it's more just like their exposure to like a native English speaker.
But they're going to be like running around.
I don't care.
So mostly it's going to be like babysitting.
Essentially, I think. But in general, like, I don't know much about Southeast Asia, but like generally kids are better behaved from what I've seen over in this side of the world.
Do they get punished though? Like spanked with whips or something?
Southeast Asia, maybe. Korea, mm-hmm. not so much anymore. Like I the childhood I had and my girlfriend had involved a lot more kind of physical intimidation, and I don't want to call it violence, but we'll call it physical parenting than like the generation of today's kids here.
Is most of your day, do you speak Korean?
I speak English most of my day.
Oh yeah. Is it like mostly everyone uses English over there?
No, if I like need something, or if I like go to like a store or I get coffee or something, I can order in Korean. But like at places like that, like the employees tend to be around like our age, like mm-hmm. between 20, 35. So they know like, and there's enough tourists who come here, so they have like functional English. So even it's brutal when you say something in the country you're in their language and they respond back to you in English. You're just like, ah, oh, fuck, I really am bad at this, huh? Mm-hmm. So that happens a lot, but yeah, that's fine.
But also, is it your appearance?
Yeah, I definitely, when I tell people that I'm Korean, which it's not like I walk around doing that, but like if I talk to someone for a bit, I'll be like, oh, I'm my mother's Korean. They always act really surprised. So I assume it's not visible in my face.
Oh, for real? They like are shocked?
No, they're not like screaming. They're just like, oh, I couldn't tell. Like, I think I come across as pretty Caucasian looking over here. Plus, I have curly hair.
Is that a bad thing to be like white?
No. I don't think so.
Are they racist a little bit over there?
Asians or Koreans specifically?
Koreans.
Yes, they're extremely racist.
That's what I've heard.
Generally not towards Americans or white people, though. But, I mean, there's racists everywhere. So
but why do you think? Why do you think?
Why are people racist?
Koreans.
I don't know.
Do you think they take to the white power structure or something?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
It's hard to explain the specifics of it without sounding really racist myself.
Or just you try, and then if it's too racist, I'll edit it out.
I don't trust you to do that.
What? I'm perfectly a reasonable person.
You want some juicy content for this?
Yeah, I've already gotten it.
Oh, shit, what was that?
You said retard, so that'll make my audience freak out.
Retard. I am retarded.
See, I'm going to edit that out.
Oh, okay.
Just edit out just say what the racist stuff is.
No. But like, the retard is fine again now. Like my cousin is who I like taught a bit of English to and like helped him with like vocab and like essay writing and stuff. He's going to high school in the U.S. right now.
Mm-hmm.
And like the kids nowadays say the same stuff that I said when I was in middle school.
Oh yeah,
high school.
I know. It's also like gay and all that stuff.
Yeah, like I still say gay all the time. And like when I was in college, sometimes I get like kind of side eyes, or like if I said it in like a workshop class, sometimes like a girl, it was always a girl, would like kind of put her hand down on the desk and be like, "You can't say that. Don't say those words." I'd be like, "All right, you fucking gay." But yeah, it's a word, it's a sound. So
yeah, why did you stop coming to the Misery Tours and things? Is this like the time difference?
Time difference was weird. Yeah.
Do you still talk to Unity?
No, he kind of dropped off of the face of social media. So, and that was my main way of contacting with him. And like my phone number is different, so I can't text him, I don't think.
Oh really?
I don't think he had an iPhone. Yeah. Like, yeah, I can do iMessage, but I can't do like landline texting or whatever, just SMS, whatever.
Do you talk to Nathaniel and Will?
Nate, I do. Will, I don't so much.
Okay. Yeah, they've like Will and like Unity, they've gone off the grid.
Yeah, Will deactivated recently, I saw.
Yeah.
Hopefully for good reasons.
I hope so, yeah. Well, I think like after they started the magazine back up, he stopped doing the Misery Loves Company, and then stopped coming on online as much. But I think probably for good reasons.
Yeah, hopefully it's like so he can do something, I don't know, like semi-serious or whatever. So he just doesn't want to have this like stain attached to his name where some naughty things were said on Zoom calls.
Yeah. So why don't you share your pictures? Like, do you take pictures over there? When you sightsee, why don't you share them online?
I don't take many pictures. I do. I share them on Instagram, but usually it's just a story. I don't like posting a lot of pictures.
Oh, okay. Are you working on a new book?
I have one completed, but I don't know. I just don't have the same drive I used to. Or like maybe it's just getting old and being tired. But
what's it called?
Haha, this sucks, or this sucks, ha, something like that. I don't remember. I haven't looked at it in a while. God damn, this sucks, dude. Ha ha.
And there's a poetry collection.
Yeah, it's 75 poems.
Why don't you send it to Clash, your connections over there?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I want to put out a second book, and I don't have the desire to like be widely read or read at all, really. I kind of want to disappear.
You want to disappear?
I want to just like be a shit poster.
I feel like you have disappeared though.
Yeah, it's been fun.
So you've disappeared, but now if you just put a book out, like if you don't give a shit, why does it matter?
It's so much effort.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because you got to promote it and everything.
Yeah.
So you have that book down. Are you going to start a new one?
I'm like always like writing stuff just because it's, I don't want to say therapeutic because it's not necessarily that, but it's just like a way of, it's just something that I've gotten so used to doing. Like if I feel a strong feeling or if I think something's really funny, some like connection between two disparate things, I write it down and I kind of chuckle to myself and then just, it stays in my notes app.
So when did you start writing poetry, when you're a kid?
Sometime in high school, but it wasn't, like all it was kind of like reading Tao Lin's poetry was like kind of the big kick in the ass to be like, oh, maybe I can do this too. But I wrote like some stuff in high school, but it was much more like what you think like a high school would write, like shit about like, I don't know, diamonds in a coal mine, or like, oh, we're both looking at the moon, just kind of this kind of stuff.
Like Edgar Allan Poe stuff.
So that level of sentimentality, but not nearly that level of skill. Yeah.
Okay. So when did you discover Tao Lin?
Sophomore year of college.
Is that when that teacher like told you you couldn't write?
That was after that.
Oh, okay. Do you want to explain that story?
Well, she didn't specifically say I couldn't write, but like it was a summer course where it was kind of intensive and it was just poetry workshop. So mm-hmm. you just have to show up once a week with just like a packet of poems, like at least they called it 10 pages. So it could be like one poem or a couple poems that are pretty long or like 10 short ones. So I'd like short poems because I think they're kind of punchier and easier to get through. And like the third or fourth week, like class had gone on for a bit. So we kind of got a feel for how everyone was writing. And like during class, she said to me like, I don't remember the exact words anymore, but it was basically the gist of it was like, do you understand the concept of like diary poetry and published poetry? And I was like, I get what you're saying. And then she's like, maybe some of these poems you're submitting should stay in a diary. And I was just like, fuck you, dude. Like, that's, oh, I hope she dies.
Yeah, you proved her wrong though, because you have a book.
I guess, yeah. Also, I can fit through doors walking through them straight. She had to turn sideways because she was a big old fat bitch.
I feel like if Cab were here, he'd probably go off.
Yeah. Sometimes he gets drunk and he just rants about stuff, and it's just great. It's very soulful.
I think you two should have like a podcast where you just drink and talk.
I don't think that would be healthy for either of us because it would give us like an excuse just to get absolutely just blackout, and then we'd forget that we're on a podcast and just start saying things that we shouldn't say. And
yeah,
like,
and then you would like really high ratings and you'd probably make money from that.
I don't think so. I think we'd just get, I think people would just be like, this is bullshit. Why is anybody listening to this? Why would you record this?
I think it'd be the greatest thing of all time.
Just two morons saying bullshit.
How'd you meet Cab?
Through Twitter.
Okay. Have you hung out with him?
In person, no. Only people I've hung out with in real life are, that I've met like online or through this like writing stuff are, Nate and Blake Middleton.
Did you not hang out with John?
John, I haven't met in person.
So I thought when you got published by class, you like had gone to a reading.
Me and John, no. I went to one with Blake Middleton in New York.
Who did you meet there, though?
Blake.
But any like people from Misery Tourism?
No. Oh, that one guy who like wrote a Blick.
Oh, you met him?
Hmm.
Yeah.
There's some other people who are like Twitter famous, but I really didn't know them.
Like who?
There's a girl.
But did you meet Theo?
Oh, yeah, I met Theo too. Shit, I forgot about that. Yeah, I met Theo. And then there's one girl, I think her name was Rachel. I don't remember her last name though.
Oh. What's she look like? About it. Is she white?
She's a Caucasian woman.
Okay. Yeah, most people in Alt-Lit are white.
I'm speaking as a minority voice, so I deserve a bigger boost. Excuse me.
That's true. That's why we're talking about Korea. So, did you meet Keith?
Ah, that was in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I met him there.
You went down. When did you go to Florida?
2023, I think. I was like still recovering from my ankle thing, and I had to walk with a cane. And then there's a reading at this guy's house. I read. Oh, there's another dude that Blake knew from New York who read there. Oh, I can't remember his name though, but he wrote the book Milk and Henny.
Oh, Peter B.D.?
Him, yeah, Peter B.D. That guy's cool.
You met him, but you didn't meet Cab. Cab would have been down there, though, I feel like.
Florida's pretty big. I was in Jacksonville, I think. Yeah, Jacksonville. I don't know where Cab lives.
I think he lives in Tampa. I don't know.
I don't know the geography of Florida at all.
Well, you were in Jacksonville?
Yeah.
How's that?
Hot. Different.
Are there any Koreans?
In Jacksonville? No.
Oh, okay.
Blake worked at a ramen place, though, and it was, like, literally their last day. Or it was the last night, and then the next day would be, like, their last, like, day of opening. So, like, we drank really heavily that night because they were like all the people working there were kind of having like, this is the last time we'll be together, that kind of party. And so we drank a shitload, like just a bunch of different stuff. And then the ensuing hangover the next day was just awful. But like, it's like a wake up drunk kind of thing. So like all the kitchen staff were just kind of still like bleary eyed. And I don't know, I was just like in a silly mood. So I hopped behind the counter and I chopped a green onion. So I helped a little bit.
Oh, nice. I think you should send your book to a back patio.
I think I did do that a while ago, but I don't think Zach was very interested in it, so I didn't want to push him.
Well, I'll ask him. I feel like Cav would have been pushing for you.
Maybe. I don't know. I think Zach is kind of the brains behind that nowadays, so it's if it's his final say, he's like not too psyched on it. Like, there's nothing really I can say about that.
Did he send anything back to you?
No, we just talked a bit about like supermarket poems. This was a long time ago, so I don't really remember well, but I just remember him not being too jazzed on the idea, so I just kind of went, ah, okay.
What did he say?
I don't remember the specifics, honestly.
You just remember him being like unenthused?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
That's fine. I mean, it is what it is, but like, it can be bummed about it and just be like, yeah, that's the way it's happening, so.
Maybe you could send it to him again and he'll put it out.
Sure.
Why wouldn't you?
I don't care that much.
Well, yeah, just like send it. If you don't care, just send it out.
Maybe I'll publish it on Amazon.
You could do that. Have you sent it to Cav?
I think so. I don't really remember.
Is your cat crying?
Yeah, he's next to me.
Do you still have that monkey?
What monkey?
The sock puppet monkey.
Sock puppet monkey?
You would bring it out when like you would do mushrooms.
I don't think so. I don't think I brought that to Korea.
Oh.
I have a different monkey I got from IKEA.
Yeah? Let's see it.
All right, what's that? This is my IKEA monkey.
Oh, nice. So what happened to your sock one?
I don't know. I think I just left it in the U.S.
Oh. Are there zoos over there that you go to?
Zoos? There definitely is, but I haven't gone.
So what's the most frequented place that you go to? And do you have a group of friends over there?
No, I'm kind of flying solo here. I mean, there's like people from the Language Institute I hung out with a bit. But like the average age there was like closer to 20, and I'm about a decade away from that. So they would want to like party late at night and go to clubs. And I'm just like, I don't like loud music. I want to go home and watch a movie or something.
Oh, okay. They don't have any like loners that find that stuff exhilarating.
I prefer to be alone for most of the time. I don't like people that much.
Okay.
That sounded way more serious, but like I don't like being in crowds, that kind of thing.
So, but how'd you find your girlfriend? Through like dating apps?
Yeah.
Like Tinder or something?
I think it was Bumble.
Bumble. So you put it in, and then where'd you go on your first date?
We hung out at my place.
Oh. And you like made dinner?
I think so. I think it was kind of late, so we just like drank and watched a movie, and then she went home.
Okay, what did you do on the second date?
Restaurant.
Yeah? What about the third date?
Restaurant, I think. Well, like, it's kind of the distinction between bar and restaurant is kind of blurred in Korea, because, like, when you think bar, like, U.S., it's like a place where you go and you just drink. Like, food, maybe it's there, but, like, the sole focus is, like, sit at the bar, get a couple beers, that kind of thing. Korean drinking culture is very much like when you drink, you have it with food. So bars tend to have decent food, and there's like a specific type of food called anju, which is like food that goes well with like drinking.
Yeah.
Like fried chicken, super really good here, and like the most common pairing is fried chicken and beer, and that's like how you can start at night.
What's like the best beer over there?
The domestic beers here are all pretty similar to American ones.
Oh, ew.
Like just kind of lager, kind of just watery kind of stuff. But like the style of drinking here is very different because the most popular like alcohol is soju, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like dirt cheap, like $2 for a good sized bottle, and it's like 15 to 20%. And the way that people most commonly, not most commonly, but very commonly drink it is like you get a cup that's about like the size of your fist. You fill it up to the, there's usually a label right here. You fill it up to here with beer, the rest with soju, and you like kind of mix it a bit. And so beer is mekju, and soju is soju. So you put those together, it's somek.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like higher ABV beer, and the beer just masks the flavor of the soju.
So is soju alcohol?
Yeah, it's like a 20% spirit. It's like baby vodka.
Okay, okay. Have you had, is there sour beer over there?
There's all kinds of beer. Like there are bars you can go to. This kind of shit I don't think would ever work in the US, but like there's just big refrigerators and it's just stocked full of all kinds of beer. European, American, some stuff from Southeast Asia, rest of Asia. And just go there, pick out what you want, go to the counter, pay for it, and sit down. And that's like kind of certain bars are set up that way.
And you sit down and drink it?
Yeah. They also like sell like little crackers and stuff usually, but that's kind of just because you eat when you drink. And the main focus there is just like the beer.
Can you drink in a gas station over there?
You can drink in public here.
Because I once bought a beer and I didn't know this, and I opened it up and tried to start drinking it like in the gas station. They all started like yelling at me. You can't drink
you can't
out
do
here.
That.
I had no fucking idea. I was like,
in the US or in
yeah,
Korea?
I had no idea. I didn't know. I was with my cousin. Everyone started freaking out at me. I was like, no one told me that.
Yeah, that's there's like zoning and licenses you have to get to have like a building that people can get drunk inside of.
So weird.
In Korea, you can literally walk down the street like chugging anything you want. It doesn't matter.
That's sweet.
Like I've had relatives who have gone to America and like they studied in university or whatever and then like get drunk and they're walking home and the cops, because public drunkenness is a thing, right? Even if you're not doing anything, just like having the BAC content above whatever, they got taken to jail. They're like, what the fuck? This isn't like Korea. Korea is fine.
Mm-hmm. What's the best... So do you watch like Korean movies?
Yeah, with subtitles.
Okay. What's the best movie?
The best movie or Korean movie?
What's the best Korean movie? Is it The Host?
I really like Old Boy. I watched that one. The Host is pretty good, but Old Boy is my favorite. That one's like Shakespearean level fucked up. But I watched that like when I was 15, 16. First Korean movie I ever watched and still my favorite.
Who's the best like Korean director? The guy that made that?
Yeah. I think what the fuck's Park Chan-wook? Something like that. I think that's his name. Park Chan-wook.
Are there like hit movies though that you like that come out over there and like you have to go see like in the theater?
Yeah, but I pirate movies, so I just get them that way and then I get subtitles too. And
is that because you don't want to go to a packed theater?
It's just general like antisocial leanings.
Okay. But the theaters over there, do they play movies both in English and Korean?
Like dubbed?
Like I guess like if a Marvel movie comes out.
Like I watched Inside Out 2 with my girlfriend and it was in English just with subtitles. Same way that like foreign movies come over to the US. It's in their language and then subtitles.
Okay. Is your girlfriend a heavy drinker?
No.
No. Oh, that's disappointing. Does she do like...
Oh, that's good. That's good. I don't want to date a heavy drinker.
Oh.
That'd be
Why
very
not?
Destructive. That'd be really destructive. Just two enablers.
Does she worry about your drinking?
Yeah.
Oh. Does that get annoying?
No.
Oh. Okay. But it hasn't gotten to a point where it's like destroying your life.
True, but like it's just like
you have a handle on it.
Yeah, but it like ultimately it is poison, so it's just not. It's better to have, if you're gonna have any, as little as possible in your body over the course of your life.
Okay. I think you know too much.
What
you shouldn't look at it that way.
What other way is there to look at it?
You like having a good time.
Yeah.
And you like to celebrate life.
Yeah. But if you're always celebrating, then it's not a celebration anymore. That's just daily life, and that's shitty.
I guess some people could look at it like that.
That's like when I was in my like pothead phase, like I was just high all the time. Like it stopped being fun. It's just like, oh, I need this to like function and like be able to eat.
Or sleep. Yeah, I know how that is.
Yeah. It's not fun.
So when you got off of it, though, was it that hard?
No.
No? Mm-mm. It was easy?
Yeah. I just like had trouble sleeping for like a few days. My appetite wasn't that strong. And then I was fine.
So when go ahead.
I was going to say, like, if you just mix in, like, going for walks and, like, kind of keeping a normal sleep schedule, that solves 80% of your problems, like, related to substances.
Do you miss doing mushrooms?
Not really, no.
Oh. I thought, like, it made life, like, enjoyable or something. Like, it makes you love everything or some shit.
It does. It's, like, makes you also very introspective. But, like, mm-hmm. I think there's an amount, like, psychedelics in general, there's, like, an amount... Each person is different, and there's an amount you should do, and then you should stop there, because then it's just you become like a weird evil hippie. And like you just talk about like light and like vibrations all the time, you just become really annoying. And I went to school in Colorado in Boulder, so I met a lot of people like that, and they talk and you just go, oh, shut up.
Yeah. So are you coming back to Denver?
I think so.
When?
This year? Later this year?
When? You need to let me know and I'll go down there.
I don't know specifically yet, but I'll know soon probably.
Okay. But you're gonna go to Cambodia first and then you're gonna go to Denver.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. How long are you gonna be in Cambodia? Just a month or two?
2 months, yeah.
2 months. Who are you staying with?
It's like the school has like a dormitory, so I'll just stay there.
What if people try to get to hang out with you? Are you like, no, leave me alone?
I'll probably hang out a bit, but I'll just say like, oh, I have to go study. And that's a good enough excuse and something that I actually do have to do. And that's generally pretty well respected by anybody. Just like, oh, okay, he needs to go do a thing.
And are you going to start studying law since you're going to go to the... Have you started already?
I ordered an LSAT book and it's arriving in 3 days. So that's where I'm going to start.
And you're very determined.
Yeah, I did an internship for a superior court, and I was, not to suck my own dick, but I wasn't bad at it. Like, the judge had us write, like, he would give us both sides of a case. Like, we would sit in on cases in different courts, so like family court, civil court, criminal, drug. So we kind of, like, got the lay of the land of how all that shit works. And then he was civil court, so that's just, like, money disputes, like suing people.
Yeah.
So it's just like dollar decisions. That's what you're doing. So like I did a couple of those. Like he would have us, me and the other interns, he'd be like, here's this side of the argument. Here's this side of the argument. Make a decision for me. So basically what you do is you look up the statutes that they say. So it's like, I don't remember exactly how it was written. This was a long time ago, but like, it's like A3BC.45. And then this law says that this, so you go look that up. And then you see how the lawyer like interpreted that, and you can either go like, okay, they interpreted this correctly, this person should win, this person is an idiot. And then basically it's just like close reading. It's like what you learn in like literature classes.
Yeah.
It's like argument, or it's like proof, argument, and then like conclusion. So if all that checks out, then you go, okay, and you have to like write it in certain legalese. So I did that like 3 or 4 times and then submitted it to the judge, and mine just got accepted without like any kind of like spell check or like anything really needed. So I'm a little proud of that. And so I think I have some skill there, like underlying. I'm good at reading. So whatever skill that is.
So based off that experience alone, you're going to go for it?
Yeah. Cool. I interned for a lawyer as well too. So just
when?
Stuff when I was 19.
Wow. This has never come up. Why have you never talked about this?
It's not that interesting. I don't like talking about myself in a positive way. I'd rather make fun of myself.
Oh. That's why I needed you to come on with someone. You should have came on with Cav or someone.
I think that we'd just be calling you gay the whole time.
Probably. You're very beloved. Everyone, like, loves you, though. Like, I mentioned you once, and, like, there's, like, all these likes and shit.
I guess it, I don't know why that. Honestly, I don't know why that is.
I don't either.
But I don't know why people like anything.
I think it's because you're fun when you're drunk. I think that's why.
Don't encourage me. That's bad reinforcement, Tyler.
Oh well, it's, I mean, it's true though. I'm just saying the truth. So, how do you feel that? Do you have like a belief in how people should write poetry? Like if you're if you're a poetry editor, what would you not accept?
It's not like cut and dry. Like it's more just like that's like asking someone like if you ran like a record label, what kind of music would you accept? And like the only real answer is like, well, it's shit that I like and something that I would show to my friends.
Yeah.
Like there's certain stuff I gravitate towards, like something funny or kind of a bit obscene, but not like for the sake of obscenity. Like being flippant about something, but also like having a little bit of heart. I can only talk about this vaguely because it's pretty vague. Like, it's like, why do you like a certain flavor of ice cream? It's like, well, I just like it. I think it's the best. So like, it's stuff like that. Like it's, if I was editing something, I would just accept stuff that I like. And I really like it when someone has a very singular voice. Obviously you're going to see influences if you kind of like a certain type of thing. Like I gravitate towards kind of punk music. So I like kind of punk sounding stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But like in the same token, like with poetry, like I like what I said before, like kind of jokey stuff, but not like pure jokes, a little bit of self-deprecation and heart. Yeah, that's a big
one. So not like major academic stuff you would like stay away from.
I like some of that, but like the William Carlos Williams, this is my favorite example, like the William Carlos Williams poem about the red wheelbarrow. It sucks.
Yeah.
It's good as like a teaching moment to like make a point about poetry and be like, well, it functions like this, but like as like a thing to enjoy, like it's been so dissected and just like raped on a like dissecting table. Like I don't know how someone could like enjoy it in the way that it was written.
Is there any like anyone writing over there in Korea that you like or enjoy?
I'm not good enough at Korean to appreciate their poetry. Korean language is like really, really suited to poetry though.
Oh, for real? Because
it's very contextual and a lot of the same like syllables get used for different meanings.
Oh, okay.
The grammar is really good for it too.
So would you ever translate if you knew enough?
I would try, but that's if I was like more passionate about like learning the Korean language, I think I might follow that path, but I like English too much.
Yeah? Why? Just because you grew up with it?
Yeah, I grew up like reading from a pretty young age, and that's probably been the most consistent part of my life is just reading books.
Have you always enjoyed reading?
Yeah.
What did you start with?
Whatever. There's like an abridged like Great American Classics collection. It's like a white book with red lettering. I remember it's just like a shitload of different books. And like the first ones I liked were like Jack London stuff, like White Fang, Call of the Wild. And then from there, it was just like everything. I lived within walking distance to a library and my dad or mom would drop me and my brother off there pretty often.
What does your brother do?
He works for a company and he lives in San Francisco.
Oh, is that where's your dad and mom live?
Near San Jose.
Oh. Do you talk to your mom a lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty good with my parents.
All right. Are they trying to get you to move out there?
To Korea or California?
San Jose.
I don't think so. They're not really like pointing me in any specific direction. They're just like, whatever you want to do, do it. But like, don't half-ass it.
Oh. Was your mom excited that you're over in Korea?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like family here and kind of I'm still a bit of a novelty here because I'm the white looking member of the family. So we have lunch every Saturday together. So it can be kind of an excuse for everyone to come together. And so there's a couple of family members who always come.
Now, do they talk in English or Korean?
Both.
Okay.
Like my aunt speaks baby level English.
Yeah.
My one uncle speaks pretty good English because he works for a major airline and he did a military service thing. My other uncle, not as good, but passable.
Do they know about your poetry?
Yeah.
Do they drink too?
One of them only drinks like whiskey, and he's not like a drinker. He just kind of drinks occasionally. And then the other one, like, as part of the Korean like work culture, he drinks a shitload.
Do you get tired of having to meet them every Saturday?
No, I love my family.
Okay. But you don't like meet? I thought you didn't like being around like groups of people.
It's different if it's your family, I think.
That is true.
I don't like strangers.
Has your dad like been like, oh, this, go here, this is where your mom and I dated at this restaurant?
No.
Oh. Have you asked?
No, but also Korea's so different from when they were dating.
I bet. Do you think the restaurants are still around?
Some, maybe. There's some stuff that's like, whatever, like an institution, but like, yeah, probably. Some of them.
Are you going to drink later on today?
You want to do a part two?
Yeah, I do.
Will you drink as well?
I have to see how late the places are open here in Tulsa.
Okay.
It's 12:30 a.m. right now. I don't know if they're going to be open.
It's contingent on that, Tyler.
They might close at like 2 or something. Places
open in the morning then.
That's true. Places in Tulsa. Drinking.
All right. I gotta head out really quick though.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, we'll do a part two then.
All right, see ya. Right, wait, bye. What time?
We'll just message me on Twitter. We'll figure it out.
All right, I'll see you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. That was GG. Part one.